Chazar zeichen es über Chachat Chashar and Vem Yehudim Masechet Beit Daf Yud Aleph. Mishna said, "B'toyach Kana Matzal Lufnei Akana Surim." Maybe we can say this is a proof of Chanina, who says that when you're faced with Roiv or Karoiv, we follow the Roiv. Majority of birds are not the one he designated, but following Karoiv would say that the birds were from the ones prepared the day before. So Abaye said the bird has in this question have a board in front of them, like we said before, and many birds come to rest on them. Therefore, even the Karoiv birds are not likely the birds that were designated the day before. Rava said the Mishna is discussing with two compartments on one on top of the other, and the only birds, and only the birds of one of the compartments were designated. On Yom Tov, birds were found in front of the compartments, not inside. Therefore, Karv would make it also as well, because the nearby compartment was not prepared either. This is true whether the birds are found outside the lower or the upper compartment. If we're discussing birds that fly, they should be also affecting more, because they have flown in from anywhere. If we're discussing birds that only hop, we learned that they only hop 50 amas, nothing more. Therefore, if there's no other nest within 50 amas, it should be also. If not, there should be mutter. Mar says the mission is discussing where there's another nest within 50 amas, but it's around the corner. It's not visible from the other nest. Therefore, we don't have to be concerned about the bird comes from there, because the bird will not hop away to a point that it can no longer look back and see its nest. Suck the Mishnah Beisham, we say one may not take the keli used to crush wheat or the like, which may not be done on Yom Tov, and use it to pound meat on Yom Tov, which is really mutter. Beisil say that you could take that keli, use it for that. So after Mishnah Beisham, we say on Yom Tov, a person may not place an animal skin for people to trample on it. He can't even lift it unless it has a kazayas of meat still attached to it. Beisil say it may be done. Zakh Mabrai says all agree that after using the keli for the meat, it may no longer be moved, no longer has a yontif purpose. The Bai said Machlokes is only regarding such a board, however, the board meant for chopping meat may be used according to all. In fact, Mabrai's pshita, that's what the Mishnah said. Mabrai says we may have thought that even a meat chopping board may not be used, and the reason the Mishnah discusses the other board is to show that Basil allow even that, Kamash Malon, that could be used. The Bai answers the Chiddush is that even a brand new meat chopping board may be used, and there's no concern that he'll pick it up and then decide not to use it. In fact, Mabrai, this suggests that Beishamai are not concerned that one may change his mind once he picks up the board. However, Mabrai says that the Beishamai say that one may not move an animal to the knife or a knife to the animal, and a person may not bring spices to a pounder or a pounder to spices. But he'll allow all these cases. We see that Beishamai does not allow these things because he's concerned that maybe someone will change their mind. Over there, Beishamai concerned because the person may decide to choose a better animal or to eat a dish that's already spiced. However, if they go out to a chopping board, since the meat is on hand, it must be chopped, he won't change his mind. Beishamai says all agree that we may salt meat for roasting on top of the skins, even if the salt falls onto the skin, which is part of the leather working process. But I say it's only true when salting for roasting, because only a minimal amount of salt is used, but not when salting meat for cooking. A larger amount is used for that. That's pshita. That's what the Braise said. But I said it's teaching that even if one intends on roasting the meat, but salts it with a lot of salt, it's usher to do on top of the skins. Abraisa says one may not salt chelev on Yom Tov or turn the pieces over on Yom Tov. Yeshua says one may not spread the pieces on pegs so that there's proper ventilation for the chelev. Rav Masna said we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Others say that Rav Masna said we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua. In fact, according to the first version, it was necessary to teach that we follow Rabbi Yeshua even though he's a yachid. However, according to the second version, why do we need to teach that you don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua? Where it says we would think that we pass like Rabbi Yeshua so that we don't prevent one from shechting an animal on Yom Tov and not having meat. Why is spreading the chat chelev also, but the spreading of skins is mutter? If the more spreading the skins may be done for the permitted purpose of laying on it. Therefore, it doesn't look like an isser is being done. If we were allowed to spreading the chelev, however, one would say it's allowed to prevent its spoilage, and therefore salting it is allowed as well. Dr. Rabbi Yehuda Nehemiah Shmuel said a person may salt many pieces of meat at one time on Yom Tov, even though he only needs one piece. Rabbi Adar Bar Hava would salt one piece, then he would quote-unquote change his mind and decide he'd rather a different piece and salt that one. He would repeat the process, and that way he would employ a quote-unquote trick to salt many pieces of meat on Yom Tov. Dr. Mishnah Beishamai say one may not remove the shutters of a store and use it for a display on Yom Tov. Basil say it could even be returned to use as a shutter after he's done. Dr. Gemara Ula said that treason referred to the shutters used for a store. Ula said there are three things that whose final acts were permitted because of the earlier acts. Number one, placing the skins for the people to trample on it, which is allowed so that people will shecht on Yom Tov, putting back their shutters onto the store so that the store owners will be willing to open their stores to provide goods for Yom Tov. And number three, replacing a wound dressing on a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash so that the kohen will remove it to do the avodah. Rachban, the name of Rabbi Yehuda, added a fourth, that if a seller opened a new barrel to sell on Yom Tov, when even an Am HaAretz is treated as tar, he may continue to sell it after Yom Tov with a tar status, even though it was touched by an Am HaAretz on Yom Tov, and at this point, it's no longer considered to be tar. This is done so that the seller would not be reluctant to open a new barrel or make a new dough on Yom Tov. In fact, we learned the case of the skins in the Mishnah already. Marseille is teaching that the reason Beis Hillel will allow it is not because it's fit to lay upon, in which case, even a skin of an animal shechted on Erev Yom Tov could be placed to be trampled. The reason is to assure that one does not discourage a shechting on Yom Tov. Therefore, this allowance will not apply to an animal shechted on Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, only to an animal shechted on Yom Tov. The case of the shoulders is already taught in the Mishnah. The Marsha from the Mishnah would be thought that the reason of Beis Hillel is because they hold that there's no problem of binyan mekalim. If so, even shoulders of a house may be put in place. Well, it teaches that the reason of Simchas Yontov, therefore, only the only permit is for stores. In the case of the wound dressing was also taught in the Mishnah. The Marsha said we would have thought that the permit in the Mishnah is because there's no gzeirah to Rabbanim but a Beis Hamikdash. If so, even a kohen who's not doing the avodah may reapply a dressing. Well, it teaches no, it's only prevent the kohen from not doing the avodah. Therefore, only a kohen doing the avodah could reapply the dressing. In the case of the Torah status of the open barrel of wine. Is also already taught in the Mishnah. Where it says we would have thought that the full tumah status was removed from an am aretz on Yom Tiv, and even if he touched a closed barrel, there will be no issue after Yom Tiv. Rachba therefore teaches that it was only allowed to promote goods for sale, and therefore will not apply to a closed barrel. Why didn't Ula mention this last case? Rav said he didn't want to state a case that involves machloikas. The Rabbanan argued in that case and said that the open barrel does become tummy after Yom Tov. The other cases are also machloikas. Rav said the other case of machloikas beisham beis hillel, which is not even considered a machloikas because we always pass like beis hillel. Our mission says it different than the Bryce's version of Machlech. The Bryce says that Shimon Elazar said, Beisham and Beis Hillel agree that shutters may be removed. They only argue whether it may be returned to place. Bryce continues that the only argument the shutters have pivots to put them in place. If there are no pivots, all would agree that it is mutter. Bryce says that the only argument is no pivot, but if there's a pivot, all would agree that it's usher. Abaye said, when there are pivots at the end, all agree it's usher. When there are no pivots, all agree it's mutter. Machlech, this is when there's a pivot in the middle. In that case, Beisham says it's usher, we're geyser a case when the pivots are at the end. Beis Hillel says it's mutter because we're not geyser.